this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flies.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Erica Strowski. We're on every Sunday morning now from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can hear us live on AM 1000, or you can also hear us anywhere in the world, I think, yes, on the ESPN app. So give us a call at 312-332-3776 if you have a question about the value of an item, or just want to call up and brag about a cool item that you have. Sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. We have a great prize package to give away this week. It is a 2016 Donruss baseball box, because last week's winner didn't contact Vince at ERC Delivery. And we're adding a 2015-16 Panini Limited basketball box. So the prize package is worth over $150. And there's some good stuff you can get in both of these products, so give us a call. Now, you can also tweet me a picture of an item. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom. I got late yesterday afternoon on Twitter. Mark tweeted me a couple really neat items, Bill, that I think this one especially might be good in a Huggins and Scott auction. If he decides he wants to send it to you, I actually tweeted a picture of it yesterday, and it's a note. In addition to having a Gerald Ford signed Michigan card numbered to 200, those sell like $300 to $400. He's got a letter written to him, signed by Harper Lee, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird. Now this note is, you can clearly see it on my Twitter ID. It's from Monroeville, Alabama, 20th of February of 2003, that she wrote the note. And it's kind of interesting. She was born in Monroeville, Alabama, and died in Monroeville, Alabama. Then she has that on this note. Dear Mr. Benke, thank you for your kind letter, but I do not answer students' questions, but let the novel speak for itself. Sincerely, Harper Lee. Real nice little note. Yep. You can tell she had a lot of people. What does it mean? Tell me what it means. Read the book. I read something from her, a quote about talking about empty-headed younger people with all their, you know, the getting online and all that stuff. So you can tell she had the old-fashioned read a book, just read it, see what you think.
Yep.
But I guess, Bill, she's a tough signature.
When did she die?
She died this year, actually, I think she was kind of a recluse and didn't sign a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she died February 19th of this year.
Yes.
She would have been 90 years old
right.
in a couple weeks.
Right, and I know I've seen some of her books signed for sale. I don't know if this is legitimate or not, but I saw a note of hers that was a buy it now best offer on eBay that they, if it's legit, they got $8,000 for it. I mean, I'm thinking...
Nice.
I think legitimately this note could be worth over $1,000, but I mean, who knows? When I saw that, do you ever remember seeing or selling any of her autographs, Bill?
I don't think we have, no.
No,
I'm curious if we just decide to sell it, if I take it to JSA, if they have a whole lot of exemplars of her stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. She's got a real nice signature, and I the things that I did see the books and the different things, it definitely looked like it was her handwriting, nothing secretarial or anything.
When was the book published?
To Kill a Mockingbird? was it around 1960, maybe?
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the movie was really big, and, you know, she's a big name. That's one of the biggest books in history. So it'll be interesting. I don't know if Mark's going to decide to sell it, Bill, but if he does, you would want to take that in a Huggins and Scott auction, I take it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really neat. I kind of like the note too, just the way she did it. She probably had more people contact her about the meaning of that book than I get people asking if I want to buy their late 80s, early 90s Topps baseball cards.
If I had a nickel every time I was asked that.
Well, that would be a big number, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that would be a big number. You guys get the same colors for that, too.
Oh, every hour, yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, but meanwhile, in the May Huggins and Scott auction, mixed in, there's lots of good things that you get contacted on. Here's something kind of interesting. A 1927 Yankees World Series press pin, $750 minimum bid. Those press pins can go for some good bucks. In the 27 Yankees, that's one of the all-time teams. Then there's also a 1967 Red Sox World Series press pin. That's got a $100 minimum bid. That's the Hawk Harrelson World Series, where you hear about talking about the 67 Red Sox so much. Now, there's a couple tie-ins on this that I want to get to. There's a Tony Conigliaro game-used bat you're going to be selling in the May Huggins and Scott auction, and it's from 1965 to 68. The story behind Conigliaro is really something else. He was an absolute stud as a young player. I don't know if he still has this distinction, but at the time, he was the youngest player to reach 100 career home runs. He did it at the age of 22. In 1967, he got hit in the face with a fastball. Brutal. They had a picture on Sports Illustrated of him where it was just mangled his face. His vision was never the same. He came back and played after that and had a couple good years after that, but it's one of those things that, you know, what could he have been? But I didn't even realize this. I knew he died at a young age, but he actually died at the age of 45, I believe, and he had had a stroke at the age of 37. Wow. And was pretty much a vegetable for 8 years before he died. So that thing, that's where that had to have come from, the pitch, where it all messed him up. But his stuff is valuable because of that story behind it. And the reason Hawk ended up on that 67 Red Sox team, I think I'm right about this, Charlie Finley, Hawk was on Oakland in 67, and Hawk had ripped Charlie Finley for firing their manager. I think it was Al Dark. So he was available when Conigliaro got hurt, and I think this is how it went. Then the Red Sox signed Hawk to take Conigliaro's place, and then the rest was history. Yastrzemski had the huge September and so forth. So pretty interesting stuff in the Huggins and Scott May auction. That's just one of the little stories we can get out of it. There's lots more stuff there, but we got some callers waiting here, so let's get right to them. We've got Tony from Tinley Park on the line. What do you have there, Tony?
Morning, Tom. I have, in 2005, the season ticket holders were given, like a commemorative three ticket stubs connected, saying what, you know, that 2005 ticket. And there's a picture of Konerko, Burley, and Guillen. And I have all three of them signed by each player.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Now, I would think the three of them on an 8x10, I take it?
Well, it's three ticket stubs still connected together.
Oh, three ticket stubs. World Series stubs?
No, it's they just gave it to the season ticket holders, like a commemorative thing for buying the season tickets. It was, you know, okay. We received it before the season started.
Well, I haven't seen any of those for sale, but I would think that's probably in the $100 to $200 range. Do you have it in a frame or?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's nice. That sounds like a cool item. Have you seen any sell or?
No, just the two of us that had, no. I just only seen signed by me and my buddy that had the season ticket.
Yeah, now see, to me, that's a real good Chicago area item, would be a good item to sell in a, you know, a Chicago area store would like that. That's neat.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, and you have a great day, my friend.
Tony, did you happen to get last year that 10-year anniversary World Series replica ring that they handed out at Sox Park?
No, I did not.
That thing was nice. I got one from a customer. That was the nicest replica ring I've ever seen handed out at a park.
Yeah, that's sharp, and so was the original. Dad had a friend that received one of them that worked at the ballpark.
Wow.
And you wouldn't believe how heavy it was. I was shocked. It was like carrying around a weight when you put it on your finger.
Wow, so somebody that worked for the team got one too. Huh? Those things are valuable. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's a nice bonus. Nice. Hopefully we'll see a Subway Series this year, Tony.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be. Sean from Libertyville's on the line. What's new, Sean? What do you have?
Morning, how's it going? Hey, I got this this kind of paperback book that my uncle in the early 60s had some Yankee signed during spring training. I think it's like a Lone Ranger paperback book, but Yogi Berra and Nelson Howard signed it, but Yogi kind of signed across some of the prints, you know, on a page, so it's not like a blank area.
Elston Howard.
I don't really know what to do with it.
Elston Howard's actually a good signature. Now, what is the book? It's like a Lone Ranger book, but it's signed by.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, he must have brought a book to the ballpark to read, you know, and so just had him sign it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with it.
The classic nerd brings the Lone Ranger to the game.
And,
all right, but I don't know. Bill, what do you think of that? Is that a couple $100? Because Elston Howard's a tough signature, I know, and Yogi's a good one.
I think your quest there is going to be to find the right buyer for it.
I would kind of like it just because it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a cool story that
I guess the question is, what do I do with it? Do I cut a page out and have it slap, you know, by PSA? Do I leave it in the book?
That's a good question, Bill. What do you think on that?
I don't think either one is the wrong answer. You know, it's up to you what you want to do with it. I'd probably leave it together, you know.
Yeah.
I know there haven't been any calls for Lone Ranger books signed by Yogi Berra and Elston Howard.
No, that would be a first. Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat, though. A good story.
All right, thank you.
Okay, next on the line we have Tim from Schererville, Indiana. What's up, Tim?
How's it going?
Good.
I have a 1982-83 game-used LC Court jersey.
Game-used, huh? Now, what type of paperwork you have with that?
We got it in a 1985 charity auction. My father got it.
Okay. So it does have paperwork with it saying that it actually is game used.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, Secord, that's another one that's a popular Chicago player, maybe not as big nationally, but what do you think, Bill? Maybe like in a Chicago store if they had it, 500 to 1,000, somewhere in that range for those Blackhawk jerseys are beautiful.
Yeah, to the right people. I mean, he's certainly a local area hero.
Yeah, he had some good years. I mean, he was a very good player. So
he had some great years. He had some 50 goal scorer years.
Right, yeah.
He'd just camp out in front of the opposing net and just sit there and put in a lot of tap-ins.
Yeah,
and just
he was tough, without a doubt. So if the paperwork was good, I would say I'd probably, if I couldn't find any that had sold for comparison's sake, I'd probably figure about 1,000 I'd be asking for it in T-Crown, Triple Crown in Naperville if I had it, and then kind of go from there to see how, you know, what people think about it. But first off, I'd look through, you know, some of the online histories and see if I could find any of his that had sold. Those are such cool jerseys. Yep. It's got probably the best in sports, I would think. But we've got a lot of calls here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on every Sunday morning now from 8 to 9. We used to be on 7 to 8. We're on from 8 to 9 until Jeff Meller starts his fantasy football show in September. Then we'll move back to 7 to 8 again. But you can give us a call. We've got a great prize package this week, a 2016 Donruss baseball box and a 2015-16 Panini Limited basketball box, so the prize package is over $150 in value, and you got the potential for some good cards. So you can give us a call with a question about an item, or you can tweet an item to @TCrownTom, my Twitter ID, and If I use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way. Vince picks the winner at the end of the show, and all you have to do is email Vince at ERC Delivery, and his company will deliver it to your front door free of charge.
That's
so
right.
Let's get right back to the phone lines. Kevin from St. Charles is on the line. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's up?
84 signed baseball for the Chicago Cubs, the whole team.
Oh, that's a good ball. That was the year they lost in the playoffs, right? 84?
Yeah. San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that was an exciting team, though. That was just one of those, you know, the old Ray Durham thing. Or not Ray Durham, Leon Durham. You know, speaking of Ray Durham, when Jimmy Rollins runs the bases, it looks so much like Ray Durham, I can't even believe it. It's
really?
Yeah, it really reminds me of him. But I would think that Cub ball is probably $300 or $400, actually. That's going to be one of those Cub teams that will always be remembered in history. And you got Sandberg, you got a Hall of Famer on there. I'm trying to think if there's any other Hall of Famers on that team. I don't think so. But still a good ball, and once again, that's a good Chicago-area item, without a doubt. Now, in the Huggins and Scott May auction, there's lots of good stuff. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and check things out. They have you guys get a lot of like Orioles and National stuff, Bill. I see you've got a Cal Ripken Jr. mid-1980s signed game-used glove with a $1,000 minimum bid. Now, that is a cool item. You don't see gloves go up for auction that often. It seems like it's kind of like guys like to keep them, but have any idea on what that might go for, Bill?
I think we had one maybe in the past that went for about $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, I could see it. And Ripken with that streak, I don't see anybody ever beating that streak, the consecutive game streak. So his stuff long term should be real good. Well, it's time for a short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. I was going to say till 8. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning now from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can give us a call, 312-332-3776. And you'll get in a drawing if you get on the program. We're giving away a nice prize package this week, a 2016 Donruss baseball box and a 2015-16 Panini Limited basketball box, over $150 worth of boxes there. So give us a call. Now, you can also tweet a picture of an item, or if you bring something into Triple Crown during the week that's neat and I tweet a picture of it and we use that on the show, you can get in the drawing. And I had a celebrity in this week who actually listens to the show. Great guy, longtime Channel 2 Chicago newsman John Drummond was in. I don't know how many sporting events he went to over the years, but he has all kinds of ticket stubs and media passes, and he has a bunch of, type 1 photographs of athletes. I think he was the last guy, he said, to interview Willie Gallimore before Willie Gallimore died in a car crash at a Chicago Bears training camp in the 60s. Gallimore was like a Gale Sayers type running back, from what I can tell from video. That was a little before my time, but anyway, John has a lot of neat stuff, and I think he might call in next week maybe to start the show. He's got some great stories, so make sure you tune in early next week right at 8 o'clock in case hopefully John will call in and tell a couple of his stories. Talk about he did a lot in his lifetime, without a doubt, and I did tweet a picture of him and his son-in-law at earlier this week. T. Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And by the way, I will always, if you're a listener and you follow me, I'll always try to follow you back. And I never follow anybody back. If I follow somebody, they don't follow me back, whatever, I don't. But if I don't follow you back and you follow me, say something to me about the radio show or whatever to my attention, and I'll make sure to follow you. Because I think that's only right. I want to be following the listeners. I want to be able to communicate with the listeners. Yes. So I think that works good. And meanwhile, the listeners are trying to communicate right now. We got a lot waiting, so let's get right to the calls. We've got, let's see, Superman Todd is on the line. Hey, Superman Todd, what's going on?
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
What's new?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I got for you today, it's a limited edition to 1,941. It's a Joe DiMaggio signed model bat. It's been JSA.
Okay, so it's not a game-used bat, but a DiMaggio signed, a DiMaggio model bat signed. Billy, you've probably run a few of those. What do you think on that one?
Yeah, no, those were the ones that... For years, I guess, when DiMaggio was signing stuff, he just wouldn't sign bats, everybody couldn't figure it out, and then I guess him and his agent were planning this thing, and then they released these 1,941 bats.
Huh.
And they come down a little bit in value since then, but I know a lot of them are in, you know, collectors' hands and stuff, but I want to say we've run them over the years, and they're 1,000 to 2,000, I'm guessing, somewhere in there.
Yeah, very. Have you ever had a DiMaggio game used bat in an auction, Bill?
Ooh, that I'm not sure. I don't.
That would be big money.
Yeah.
Anybody out there have one sitting around? Give us a call.
Right.
Some of those old time Hall of Famers, their game used bats are just they're huge money. Dave from Plainfield, thanks for waiting. Dave, what do you have?
Hey guys, I have a sheet of 7 playoff and World Series tickets from the 1977 White Sox, Southside Hitmen.
Well, that was a fun year. I went to a lot of games that year. That was a wild year, but boy, did they fold.
Yeah.
It was exciting, though. So you have tickets, none of them signed or anything?
No, it's just the whole sheet.
Yeah.
You know, that they send out to season ticket holders,
yeah.
But my friend's dad never turned them back in for the money.
Yeah, I would think, maybe $20, $30 for something like that. I don't think it's a lot of value, but it's a good conversation piece because it makes you, those of us old enough to have gone to games, it makes you remember some of the fun from that time.
Is that
without
the year
a doubt.
They had Lozinski and Gamble
on
the team?
No, they had, Gamble was on the team, Richie Zisk,
okay.
It was Zisk and Gamble. And,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I remember the afro.
Yeah, he had one of the big, actually, my wife and I were at a spring training game in Fort Lauderdale in probably 1980, maybe 79 or 80, something like that, and it was so much more laid back at the time. It was like going to a Pony League game. You know, you're sitting at these rickety bleachers and there was hardly anybody there. And Oscar Gamble came up and sat next to me on the bleachers. Goes, oh, what brings you guys here? It was a Yankees game at the time. So I don't remember the year exactly, but it was right around 1980.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. It's like, I don't know. We just had nothing to do. We're here, you know, here on vacation. It was pretty neat. Okay. Next on the line, we have, let's see, who's waiting the longest? It looks like John from East Chicago's been waiting. What do you have there, John?
I have two pieces. One is a signed. It's got Shaq and Penny Hardaway. And then I have a signed picture of Jordan and Dennis Rodman sitting on the bench.
Oh, those.
I was just wondering on those.
That's cool. Usually it's Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman. I don't think I've seen one with just Jordan and Rodman. I think that would probably be $600-$700. And the other one, remember Little Penny? that
yes,
advertising thing, yeah. Penny, he had injuries, kind of. He still, his stuff goes for something, though. I think that might be $150-$200 for something like that. That's pretty neat, too. Mike from Plainfield's been waiting. Thanks for waiting, Mike. What do you have?
Good morning. I have a program from the Ameritech Senior Open when they were out in Stonebridge.
Okay.
With Arnold Palmer's signature on it. And Michael Jordan. They actually golfed together that day.
Wow. That's what year was that?
I want to say like 93, I believe.
Wow, that's cool. Now, I've never seen that combo on an item, but I like that combo on an item, actually. Bill, what do you think on that one?
Gosh, you're right. That would be a very appealing thing, a Jordan on a golf thing. Gosh, is it on the cover? Is it inside? Or
Both are on the cover. Ooh. Michael Jordan actually signed his just MJ. And his is real big.
Really? Now, I don't remember seeing that, to be honest with you, either. Boy, that, do you have that in a frame?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. Do you think?
I mean, that's got to be, I would say, in the $500 range. You know?
Yeah, I think it might even be, you know, it might even go more than that. But the MJ, I don't know about that. Have you run any autographs where you just put MJ?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, That's not a plus.
No.
That might kind of keep it, but that's still really neat. Now, speaking of neat items here, Joel on Twitter said he has a signed baseball from the 1950 All-Star Game at Comiskey Park. Has about 30 signatures on it, including Jackie Robinson.
Wow.
Well, I'd love to see a picture of that one, Joel, if you can send tweet a picture of it, but... Bill, I know you've run All-Star Game balls. Have you ever run that particular year that you can think of? That's good money.
I'd have to look it up. I'm not sure, but that would be a great ball. I mean, depending on condition and content on the ball, that's got to be several thousand dollars.
Yeah, I would think so. So, Joel, if send a picture, but if you decide you want to auction that item, that would be great in a Huggins and Scott auction. That would go good. You have your big auction when you're at the National is in August, right, Bill?
Yes. It actually begins right before the National and is live throughout the whole week of the National and then ends the following Thursday.
Yeah, it's getting pretty late to get things into your May auction, which goes May 9th to 19th, I think. But that would be great in the August auction. You guys, when you're at the National, have a big display area with all kinds of stuff there on display also, right?
Yeah, and it's actually, we get a lot of people who walk up and go, well, how much is this? Well, it's currently at $500. You want to be $550? They go, well, how do I do that? Josh signs them up, and they did right there.
There you go. Let me show you. It's easy. Okay. Boy, we got a lot of callers here. Next on the line, we have Doug from Deerfield. Been waiting the longest. Thanks for waiting, Doug. What do you have?
Hi, guys. I have a collection of 58 Topps action stickers. Those three panels, stickers, and
you're kind of cut,
star players.
Doug, you're kind of cutting out. We couldn't hear you very well. Are you on a speaker or something? Or try?
Let me get off of it. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I have top 68 action stickers.
Okay.
Which were the three panel stickers. They were a test issue by Topps.
Hmm.
And they have a star player in the middle, and then there's three players on each of the three other panels.
Who do you have? Do you have a Mantle in there anywhere?
Yeah, I've got the whole set plus some extras. But the question I had is that TSA doesn't grade these because they're too long. So I've started to see people perforate them and take each of the panels separately to get them graded. And I didn't know if that makes any sense or whether to leave them intact.
Let's let Bill answer that one. Bill Huggins, what do you think?
Well, I mean, that you're right. The holder would be too big for them to put it in, and I have seen them where they will separate them into three different panels and they will grade them at that point. But gosh, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer to do that. If you want something in a graded holder, then you have to do that. But if you've got the whole set and singles like that, there's still a real, real strong market for those all connected together. That's a very rare test issue and very popular.
The thought of tearing them makes me cringe and makes me think of the 80-81 basketball, the Bird Magic rookie where kids were, those had the perforations in them and the kids were tearing those and it ruined them. It just makes me cringe to think about it. I don't know, but
if you were to take the whole set, separate all the whole thing into, I think there's like 24 in the set or 16 or
something
16 like that.
There's 16 in the set. Yeah, there's 16 different ones.
So you'd end up with, 48 different gradable items if you separated the whole thing. I don't know if there is a complete set that's been graded like that, which that would be an interesting thing to do.
You might be number one on the registry for PSA. That would be cool. Now, what I would probably do, too, is try to look up to see if you can see what any of those individuals that are graded have sold for, if they're selling for a lot when they're graded, and you know, maybe.
There's a PSA 5 Mickey Mantle Jim Catfish Hunter sold for close to $400. It looks like they cut it out, slabbed it, and grade, had it graded. So
almost really?
$400 bucks for
and
the
that's
Mantle
a 5.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I guess all I can say to that is, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a great item for our office.
Oh, that would be fun to see, just to see how he decides to do it and then see what it goes for. Yeah, that would be fun. Okay, Eugene from Milwaukee's on the line. What's up, Eugene?
How you doing? Good morning.
Good. What's up?
I have a 1996 a basketball limited to like 500 from the reunion in Indianapolis, Indiana for the ABA with about 14 signatures, including George Gervin, David Thompson, Dan Issel, Artis Gilmore, George McGinnis, and a bunch of other ABA stars.
Okay, so it's an ABA reunion, I take it?
Correct.
Yeah, and it's a basketball you have signed?
Right. One of those red, white, and blue ones.
Whoa, that's cool. I like that. I used to practice in high school with an ABA ball. I love that ball, actually. Geez, I've never seen one sell. Bill, have you seen one of those sell?
Not sort of the one he's talking about there, Eugene. How many names on the ball?
I think I have about 14 signatures on there.
And most of them are Hall of Famers, I take it?
Well, I know for sure that I have Issel on there, Gilmore, George Gervin, David Thompson, Willie Wise.
Is Dr. J on it by any chance?
No, Dr. J is not on there. I have one with Dr. J all by itself.
Oh.
I put the rest of the stars on there on the other ball. So I have two different ones.
Do you have Dr. J on a single signed ABA ball?
Right, but it was one of those reunion collectible balls.
Yeah, well, I like that, actually. Come on, Eugene, this is cool. I like this. You know, it would be tough to give an estimate on it, but you would want those in an auction, wouldn't you, Bill?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Yeah.
Those would be great auction items.
Yeah, they haven't been around, and boy, those could be really good, Eugene. So check with Huggins & Scott Auctions. HugginsandScott.com. His phone number is 301-608-0355 if you decide you want to auction it. Already time for another break here. Hang in there. We'll be right back. We're on till 9 o'clock.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, a great prize package, a 2016 Donruss baseball box and a 2015-16 Panini Limited basketball box. And the winner will be announced by Vince at the end of the show. And all you have to do is email Vince at ERC Delivery, and they'll deliver to your door free of charge. Bill, we know Vince is into golf, and I was just thinking about this for his birthday. I was thinking of getting him maybe putting lessons with Ernie Els for What do you think? That was the most, that first hole on the Masters was the most painful thing I've ever seen in my life.
He said he just
couldn't pull the putter back.
That was unbelievable.
That was a yips like I've never seen
that
before.
That was. You know, I looked it up, and he had done a similar thing in a major a couple years ago, but it was only like three of them four maybe.
Wow.
That was
brutal.
And then he went for the tap in and missed it. It's like, oh.
So you're saying if I need lessons, what are you saying about my putting ability, Tom? What are you really saying?
Putting was never the strength of my game, Vince. That's all I can say. All right.
There was a time I remember years ago in the British Open where Jack Nicklaus took a 10. He took 5 shots to get out of a bunker.
Wow. Oh, really? Oh, I bet I've done that. I'm pretty sure I've done that before. Okay, we got lots of people waiting, so let's get right to them. Tom from Chicago's on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hi, 69 Cubs. I was a young teenager, and Dad would bring home the evening newspaper.
Okay.
So it could be the Chicago American, the Daily News, the Sun Times, and I would cut out the article about the Cubs game that day, and I put it in a scrapbook, and I probably have about 75 games all in one scrapbook.
Now that's neat. That has a good neat factor more than a value factor. I mean, a scrapbook of newspaper clippings from a year like that, Bill. not a lot of resale value, is there?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, Tom, there really isn't. It's more of the fun you had of putting that together.
Right.
You can't really translate it into monetary value.
That's like a lot of people will call and they've got the front page or the newspaper from some historic event. And if you get that in a frame, art and frame in Naperville, for instance, see Agatha, she'll give you 10% off if you listen to the show. But it makes a great conversation piece. It looks neat on there. But at this point, you know, unless you got something like going back to Custer's Last Stand or Lincoln getting assassinated or something, you go back that far, there's not going to just be a lot of value to newspaper items like that. Carl from Antioch's on the line. What do you have, Carl?
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
So about 10 years ago, a good friend of mine bought a house and was helping him move in. And in the garage, there was a poster hanging up on his wall. It's a Chicago Bears a basketball fundraiser game.
Okay.
Lake County Sheriff's Police, and some of the pictures on it, there's a most interesting one, obviously, I'm a big Walter Payton fan. There's Walter Payton. He's wearing a number 21 jersey. And there's also Doug Buffon, Bob Avellini, Revy Story, a couple other players. It's from 1977.
I don't know what their shooting percentage would have been, but I bet they would have been rough under the boards there with that squad.
Try driving the lane on them.
Yeah, right. So is it signed by them all, or?
No, unfortunately, there's no signatures, but I just thought it was, you know, some value to it.
Yeah, I think that goes in the cool factor more than into the value factor. That's the same type thing. Get it framed, get it in up in the room where you have people over and your bar room, whatever, and it's pretty cool. Bruce from Bloomington's on the line. What's new, Bruce? What do you have?
Yes, I thought this was kind of funny. I was talking to the gentleman on the phone that was having me on hold. I have, of all things, an Allen Iverson autographed practice jersey.
Oh, that's pretty neat. Now, how did you get it?
Yeah,
oh, that's right, with
practice.
The old... Yeah, you're
practice
talking
jersey.
Practice? No, you really do have his practice jersey. That actually...
I really do.
That sound clip, I forgot about that, but that makes that all the more valuable to me. Yes. Now, how do you have proof that it's actually an Iverson-worn practice jersey?
Well, I bought some sport cards for a long time. I was buying things on Shop at Home.
Okay.
And it was part of a package. I had no idea that was in the package.
Hmm.
It was a box that was sealed, and, you know, it said guaranteed, you know, this type of item, this type of item, this type of item, yeah, along with some ball cards.
Yeah, huh. We're talking and, practice.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bill Huggins? That's got to be valuable. He just got named to the Hall of Fame.
For that one word, absolutely. I have no idea, really, what that may sell for, but... if he's ever interested in selling it, I'd put it in our auction. He just got into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a timely item.
Bill, you'd have to have a way to, when on the listing for that item online, you'd have to have that recording of practice.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Right.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Yeah. If you had that on the listing. And by the way, Eric just gets the MVP of the day for coming up with that.
Right. Nice job, Eric.
So that's an awesome item. You got to auction that, Bruce. We got to see what that's going to go for. Unless you're so attached to it, you just don't want to sell it.
Oh, I'm not attached, but I kind of, when I got it, I said, man, why did they send me a practice jersey? Why isn't it not a real, and then shortly thereafter, that phrase came out.
Yeah.
About practice.
That might have put that might have put some money in your pocket there, Bruce.
Hey, I have one other question.
Yeah.
Where do I called you a couple of months ago. I have a pretty interesting Jordan card. Where do I send that to you, a picture of it?
It's a
numbered card, like 25 out of something out of 25.
Oh, from the 90s?
Yeah, from 1990, I believe it was 98, 99, Upper Deck.
Okay. Well, if you're on Twitter, tweet it to @TCrownTom is my Twitter ID, or if you don't do that, if you want to just email me the picture.
Yeah.
tcrowntom@gmail.com and then I'll tweet.
Tom,
yeah.
@gmail.com
and then I'll tweet it and then I'll let you know on the show when if I tweet it, we'll talk about it next week and try to give you an idea on value. But if it's from the 90s and one of the good sets, that's going to be valuable.
Oh yeah, I'm. Pretty,
well, you're rolling in dough here, Bruce. You're having a good day.
Maybe Pillsbury dough.
There you go. Thanks for the call. Next on the line.
That was funny.
That was good. We have Jeff from Chicago. What's up, Jeff? What do you have?
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a pair of Air Jordan 6 Retro White and Midnight Navy in color. They were released in October 4th of 2000. And for retail, when I bought them, about $120. I sent them to Upper Deck and got them signed by Jordan.
Ooh.
And they're in mint or good condition still in the box.
So you actually have an Upper Deck authenticated cert with it then, too, huh? Now, is Bill Huggins, is Ricky your shoe guy?
Yeah, he's worked with a lot of our different consigners who've done shoes and everything. So he would have a good... good idea as far as value on something like that, but that's got to be $1,000, $2,000, I would think, or more. You know,
yeah.
Especially if you have the whole box and everything with them.
Yeah.
Is it going to change the difference of value? You know, when the greatest basketball player is not here anymore, is that the time to actually put it in the market?
Well,
no, I don't know about all that. I mean, Michael Jordan's going to be Michael Jordan whether he's here or gone. You know, he'll always be the best there ever was.
Plus, I'm sure Michael's planning on sticking around for a while. So, but yeah, I mean, that's you want to put that in Huggins and Scott August auction. That'd be a neat item. Good to see what it would do. That's going to do very well, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Next on the line, let's see, we've got Steve from Chicago. What's up, Steve? Thanks for the call.
Hey, how you doing there?
Good.
Hey, I got a... You notice this from Jordan, it's like a baseball jacket and stuff. It's 100% polyester, so you know this when they won their first championship. It's like a baseball jacket. But it got a portrait of Michael Jordan on the back, and then it got another shot of him when we started wearing a wristband around his elbow. And on the inside of the side, but I'm on the front of the jacket, it's made by chalk line because it was a whole... Jordan, so I don't know when they had one. They first got the shot.
So it's a basketball jacket though, or a baseball jacket?
Basketball jacket.
Basketball jacket. I thought you said baseball. Okay.
It's a baseball jacket.
Oh, that's now 20, Bill Huggins, what do you think of that baby?
Well, is this one of those, Steve? Is this like one of those leather jackets?
No, not leather. It's a polyester.
Oh.
Huh.
And it got a portrait of Michael Jordan on the back.
I had
not signed or anything, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, he did say it was signed, right, Steve? It's signed?
Right in the front.
Yeah, that's by Michael. That would be worth trying in an auction. We'd have to see a picture of it to have a better idea of what it might go for, but that's worth it. Anything, an item like that, is worth giving a shot in an auction when Jordan has signed it. You know, I just was... In the Huggins and Scott May auction now, if you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can see previews of all the items that are up. They're adding more every day. Bidding starts May 9th. I was talking about John Drummond having all kinds of old ticket stubs. Here's one that's an interesting one. May 12th, 1970, Ernie Banks' 500th home run game ticket stub. Graded PSA 6, so I mean it's not perfect condition, and that has a $300 minimum bid. So it just goes to show you that those, you know, so that some of those ticket stubs can go for some good bucks. Now, what about Kentucky Derby tickets, Bill? There any money in that stuff?
Oh yeah, I think a lot of it is keyed toward who won the Derby this specific year. If you've got a stuff from one of the Triple Crown winners, Secretariat or Seattle Slew, or even further back, Citation and all them, those are the big ones that command the good money.
Yeah, okay, very good. John from Chicago's on the line. What do you have, John?
Gentlemen, great show, thanks. I've called a couple times with some things I can't find on the internet.
Okay.
This is definitely one of them. It's, I got this in 1968 when my grandparents lived down in Atlanta. It was a promotional item passed out by Big Apple, which I believe was a grocery chain down in Atlanta.
Okay.
And basically it says, possession of this card is proof I was there when Hank Aaron hit his 500th home run on date 1968. and it's signed by Hank Aaron. And looking at his signatures online, it certainly looks like it.
Well, have you run that particular item, Bill?
I don't. Well, I'm not sure. It doesn't sound familiar. I know we've sold a lot of his special things Magnavox did when he hit his 715th, but this is his 500th, which is certainly probably a lot tougher to find.
Yeah.
Well, I found on eBay that the ticket he's referring to, made by Big Apple, without a signature, one sold in January for $12.
Okay.
That's without a signature.
Okay.
Yeah, so it still is probably at least a $100 item then with Aaron signing it, so it's neat, but not as neat as maybe we were hoping. When we the Vince Aru comes through with an eBay find.
Yes.
Okay, this has to be really fast. Mike from Rockford, last call of the day, real quick. What do you have?
1980s. Chicago Bears had the Good News Bears team basketball, and okay. I've got a full size Wilson basketball NBA. Signed by Walter Payton and a few others, plus a couple of Polaroid pictures of Walter in a basketball uniform.
Okay, I would think I haven't seen a basketball signed by Walter, but I think you're looking at least a few hundred on that, and that sounds pretty cool. It's time to do the drawing,
this
a fast
Twitter,
show.
Kevin from St. Charles, email me, vince@acdelivery.com. Send me your address, and I'll send you this week's prize free of charge.
All right. Well, thanks to our sponsors, Huggins & Scott Auctions, ERC Delivery, Historic Autograph Company, and Art and Frame in Naperville. We're on every Sunday now from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the collectibles. And I want to thank you all for listening. We really had a ton of calls there today. Yep. Don't forget, you can bring things into Triple Crown in Naperville during the week and either send them to Huggins and Scott through there, or I can tweet a picture of them and get in the drawing that way. The lines were kind of full today. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and have a great week.